This week, California is coping with record rain and snowfalls that have triggered deadly mudslides and floods, buried homes, blocked major roads, wiped out communications and power lines. If you've been affected by the storms, call and tell us about your experience. Our number, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Email us, TOTN at NPR.org. Yesterday, at least three people were killed by mudslides in the coastal village of La Conchita. We go now to Carrie Kahn, NPR's correspondent, who's covering that story. She's with us from NPR West in Culver City. Good of you to join us.
Thanks, Neil.
I know you were in La Conchita this morning. What's the situation there now?
It's a very grim situation. It's a rescue set up right now. There are hundreds of rescue firefighters, excavation crews. There's a lot of search and rescue dogs. They're all on this huge pile of mud that came down from the hillside, just a huge gash of the hillside. It's 30 feet deep. You can see the tops of houses. Houses just collapsed one after another on top of this torrential mudslide that came down on this tiny town. There's debris all over the town, and there are cars caught in the mud. It's an incredible sight, and there are rescue crews digging with tools, trying to get to any survivors. They're hoping that there are survivors there. They're hoping that they find some sort of air pockets that maybe people were able to hide under and to wait out the evening, and hopefully they can get to them. They're putting down fiber optic cameras. They have listening devices, dogs all over there. And a lot of the residents were coming back today, this morning. Everybody knows everybody. It's a really close-knit community, so they were all talking about, have you seen this person? Have you seen this person? I did see them. I saw their family, and it was a very sad scene this morning.
Any idea of the number missing?
Well, it's a fluid number. Firefighters and police officers have done interviews with as many people as they can. They say they think it's anywhere between 12 to about 21 to 27 people. They're just doing their best to search for people. Apparently, they have found one more body, which brings the death toll up to four there in La Conchita.
This same neighborhood was hit by a mudslide just 10 years ago. No one died that time. Any idea why people stayed on?
It's an interesting community. It's part of Southern California lore, I think. It's a very small, it's like a fingerling of a community, just 10 blocks long, that's right up against the Pacific Ocean. Most of the people there have an alternative lifestyle. They like the free lifestyle. A man said to me, it's a bitchin' lifestyle is the words that he used. We love to surf. We love the ocean. This is our life. Everybody says, was there any warning? Well, of course there was warning 10 years ago. The bluff came down on their homes, and they knew that it was an unstable cliffside, but everybody wanted to live there. I asked residents, are you going to stay here? And they all said, of course. So it's a tight-knit community. They're fighters, and they want to stay there despite the danger and despite the zero property values of their homes now.
What's the situation there in Los Angeles?
It is blue skies. I can report that. It was a beautiful drive back from this site. We haven't seen blue skies in Los Angeles for about 5 days. We heard this today was going to be the last of a torrential rains. There was going to be as much as 3 inches of rain. There was some heavy rains last night, and then they blew through the area rather quickly. So it's a beautiful day. It's windy, and the skies are blue.
Any more bad weather in the forecast at this point?
I saw a 5-day forecast that had no rain on site. It's going to dry up, and it's welcome. There is a lot of snow that will melt in the mountains and higher elevations, so we're still waiting to see what happens with that runoff. There were some evacuations from rivers are filling up, so we're not out of the woods yet. It's been a very difficult 5 days with record rainfalls of incredible amounts. I think in Los Angeles, 22 inches so far this rainy season. It's the average for the whole year is 15 inches. So we're still not out of the woods yet, but there is no more rain in the near future. That's good news.
Carrie Kahn, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Carrie Kahn, NPR's correspondent, joined us from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. Now let's get a listener on the line. And Matt joins us from Tahoe City, California.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. More to the point, how are you doing?
We're doing all right here. We got a little break in the weather, it seems like, but the winter storm watch seems to be like it's going to be over soon after this last leg.
How much snow have you gotten?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's hard to even measure. I just arrived home back here in Tahoe City from Illinois on Amtrak on January 4th. There was about 5 feet of snow here, and I just dug out a path. I actually live in a small studio behind my neighbor's house, and I dug a path through his front door and then out his back door to my house, and then I dug an individual path from the road to my house, but I kind of lost that front trying to fight all the paths that I have dug, so it's like digging tunnels now. It's pretty amazing.
And it must be difficult just getting around.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. It's an incredible community here in Lake Tahoe if you're actually a local, so people really pull together to help each other out. So it's been really interesting to see how the community reacts and helps each other.
Well, give us an example.
Oh, well, like my neighbor, he pulled a muscle on his shoulder yesterday. And
shoveling snow, no doubt.
Well, I don't know what he did, actually, to pull a muscle, but he was shoveling, and I was really busy, and I had to go to the bank, and I ran down there and came back, and he was already done, and I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, that I should have probably helped him out, you know, but people usually do those things for each other around here and whatnot.
Mm. Well, Matt, good luck to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Here's an email we got from Kevin. I live in Apple Valley in the high desert, 1.5 hours northeast of Los Angeles, and can report that the normally bone-dry Mojave Riverbed near my home is now a strongly flowing torrent 100 yards across. Well, traversing snowy mountain roads in California is tricky at best. It can also get you a ticket if you don't have chains on your tires. Some roads are marked with signs that say chains required during winter months, but who wants to stop and put chains on in the middle of a snowstorm? That's when drivers turn to one of the state's 25 licensed chain monkeys. For $30 a car, these men will put your chains on while you wait at a rest stop. Joining us now from his home in Monmouth Lakes, California, is Steve Meisel, an official chain monkey. Welcome.
Hi.
So, chain monkey, you just put on people's chains for them.
That's correct.
And so you've been busy, I take it, the last couple of days.
Yes, we've had a fair amount of business, yes.
All these big SUVs, four-wheel drive vehicles, they need chains too?
It depends if they're four-wheel drive and whether or not there's adequate tread on the tires there, you know.
Are your customers, I wonder, grateful for your services or a little embarrassed to use you?
Grateful for the most part. Most people are just wonderful. They're happy to be out, you know, from their lifestyle and mostly Southern California, and they're excited to get up in the snow, and for the most part, they're very, very pleasant
and
very grateful.
It must make a lot more sense, obviously, if there's, 5, 6, 7, 8 feet of snow on the ground.
Yes.
how much money do you make as a snow chain monkey?
It varies greatly. A lot of times I'll go out and earn nothing, $35, you know, $30, or, you know, and then other nights, you know, you can just imagine, you know.
Mm-hmm. You just wait outside, or is there a warm place for you?
If I'm cold, I'll stay in my cab, my truck.
Uh-huh. Do you, how much do you charge per car?
It's $30.
$30? Do you get a tip sometimes?
Yes.
And how are people reacting this year in particular, I wonder?
Well, it's pretty much the same as most years. Not much difference. I can't express a difference.
Uh-huh. You also get to live in a pretty nice part of the country.
Yes, it's pristine in the Eastern Sierras.
Okay, Steve Meisel, thanks very much for being with us, and good luck.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Steve Meisel, an official chain monkey, joined us from his home in Monmouth Lakes, California. It's another email. Hello, another one from Kevin. I'm a snowboard instructor at Squaw Valley, USA, in the California Sierras, Lake Tahoe. All I can say is, wow, I'm originally from northern Wisconsin. I have never seen anything like this. Unbelievable. Moisture from Alaska, moisture from L.A. Many sympathies to SoCal with the mudslides and the like, but seriously, the riding has been an absolute gift from above. So let's get another caller on the line, and this is William. William's with us from San Francisco.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to say there's a lot of pleasure that comes with this rain. I was commenting on how good the surf has been, but also how good the snow's been in Tahoe.
The snow has been good.
It's been outstanding. New Year's, there was 5 feet. And the storm has been dumping also, but the beauty of it is the weather when it clears between, we have good surf in San Francisco.
Well, you have to drive from San Francisco. How's the driving been?
I worked down in Palo Alto, which is a small, not a big commute. It's it's tough sometimes when you're in a hurry, but you know, everyone's been pretty good up here in Northern California.
Okay, William, thanks very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now to Jesse. Jesse's calling from Placerville, California.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay.
Oh, I just went up to the ski resort yesterday, and there's a lot of snow. I'd say probably since the beginning of this storm, we've probably gotten about 10 or 13 feet of snow. So.
And from your point of view, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's a great thing. I like to snowboard. So, but, I mean, it is a bit of an inconvenience for the people that live up there, and it can be dangerous. Driving back down from the mountains yesterday, they had a few snow slides that was bothered traffic a little bit. But other than that, it's it hasn't been too bad. The roads are closed sometimes. All day Sunday, the roads were closed, and I think part of Saturday they were too. So, but, you know, it's. For some people, it's hard, but for, like your last caller said, for some people, you know, it's really nice. So
were you snowboarding, skiing, what?
Just snowboarding, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jesse, thanks very much. Good luck
to you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
So long. We're talking about the weather that has afflicted people in California. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is TOTN@NPR.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Farmers in Southern California have been hit hard by all of this rain. Many row crops, such as strawberries and celery, are waterlogged. Joining us now by phone from Terry Farms in Ventura, California, is Andy Hooper, the ranch manager there. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks for having me.
So how are your crops doing?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. We grow an assortment of crops, and one of them being strawberries, and our strawberry harvest started a couple weeks ago about the time the rain showed up, so it's been a little bit difficult for our strawberry harvest.
Must be hard to get the equipment in and out of there.
That, along with the fact that strawberries typically don't like a lot of rain on them, and it's going to be good in the long run for the strawberry production, but it's certainly hurting us this week with all the rain we've had.
And it can't be good for all the equipment either.
No, and it's certainly difficult on everybody that's out there in the rain. In many cases, we're literally up to our knees in water trying to clean things out. So it's not easy, but it looks like the weather's getting a little better.
Yeah. What do you do with all those rain-soaked berries?
Well, in most cases, they end up being thrown on the ground. Today, we are able to send a little bit of them to juice. Some of the better berries that are not good enough for market but good enough for juice, they'll get sent to a processor where they'll be turned into juice.
Okay. What about other crops, lemons, avocados?
Well, we're actually seeing quite a few oranges, lemons, and avocados floating across our fields. The amount of rain we've had has just been incredible the last few days. We don't actually grow lemons and avocados. Those particular growers, I know, are having some difficulties right now, but I'm not sure what the specifics are.
Mm-hmm. In general, I mean, you know, you think farmers welcome the rain too much of a good thing, however.
Well, it's definitely a case of be careful what you ask for. We've been asking for rain now for a number of years, and we finally got it. Unfortunately, it was a year's worth in about 10 days.
And is this mean... How much of a dent is this going to put into your profits?
Relatively small. Production is not that great right now, so we're just starting out. This will hurt us this week, but I would guess by next week we'll be shipping some nice berries all across the nation.
Andy Hooper, thanks very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Andy Hooper with us by phone from Terry Farms in Ventura, California. Let's get another caller on the line, and this is Rob, and Rob's with us from Lake Tahoe in Nevada.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you. Just wanted to throw out a quick comment. I split my time between Lake Tahoe and Las Vegas, and I've been subject to the pretty intense weather in both areas. And for the most part, people drive decently, but I just wanted to remind people that especially up in the mountains, four-wheel drive does not make you invincible. That's pretty much all I wanted to say, and just be safe out there. And, you know, road rage is a dangerous thing, and just be nice to other folks, and they'll be nice to you.
Okay, Rob, thanks for the tips, and we appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's talk with Jim. Jim's in Reno, Nevada.
What I want to say is I've lived in the area for 40 years, and a few years back we had a pretty big snow. It was like 3 foot at one time. And this year, now, I have 6 and 7 foot snowdrifts in my backyard. And it's been incredible to watch some of the things on the news. They were showing the carports that were collapsing from the weight of the snow because it's too much for the apartment carports.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also this morning, yesterday when I was over at a friend's house, the snow slid off the back of their house, and it made like a 8-foot wall of snow from sliding off their house. And last night we heard this crack, and we were too lazy, my wife and myself, to get up and see what it was. When I got up this morning, I had 4 foot of icy, slushy snow that had slid off my roof onto my driveway. So the normal, hour and a half to 2 hours that I spend shoveling my driveway was 4.5 hours today.
Yeah, I suspect your habits have changed a little bit.
Yeah, well, I went cross-country skiing yesterday up in the mountains. I live in the foothills of some small mountains. And I went cross-country skiing, and you could see rabbits, you know, jumping around on the snow, and where a deer had gone down but seemed to have gotten out. And there were small avalanches that had happened all over the spot. You could see these, you know, like huge snowballs that were rolling down from the hills. It was really kind of an impressive sight.
It is awesomely quiet after a snowfall.
Yes, it is. And it's a beautiful time, and it's a stressful time because the same people who had the snowfall off their roof, they said, oh, yeah, I've helped push three people out of getting stuck. And I said, you hear people stuck? She said, I live here on the corner. I hear them all the time. I hear their zoom, and then I go and help push them. And I thought, wow, because I don't hear them. I'm further up the street, and I haven't heard anybody stuck.
Hmm. Jim, good luck. Keep shoveling.
Yes, we will.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks to all of you who called. You're listening to Talk of the Nation. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.